have an idea. Okay. The shaila was like this. But you must help come. I'm going to tell you a shaila, a nice shaila, that this nice shaila has within it most of Hilchos Zimun. Most of Hilchos Zimun you can chazer with this nice shaila. Okay? Zimun is this thing when a bunch of Jews get together and they put tefillin on the bench. Seder? Now, most of Hilchos Zimun you can chazer with this shaila. But I must warn you that you have to handle with care. I'm going to tell you about 40 or 50 halachas today, right? But you'll see, they're going to be extremely easy once you have the story and once you have the setup like that, and you'll remember Hilchos Zimun for the rest of your life. And if not, you add a yeshiva. Right? The yeshiva just told me that if I have the ability to kick anyone out, right? Even if I don't like something about you, okay? Right? So today, afterward, I'm going to give a test. Whoever gets any of the questions wrong, he's out of yeshiva. Okay, Sterling? Okay? Anybody for that matter.
Now listen closely. The story was like this. The story was that there was a Svardi Jew.
And it sounds like a practice. Yeah, Svardi Ashkenazi and a little Svardi kid. That's what happened. Svardi Ashkenazi and a little Svardi kid. Okay? They all ate together, but not exactly. The Svardi adult and the Ashkenazi adult ate together at the same time bread. Okay? Listen closely. The Svardi ate milchiks. Now, how are you going to remember that the Svardi ate milchiks? It's part of the story. How are you going to remember that? In the middle of the story, your brain doesn't want to be thinking about these things, right? So, in Eretz Yisrael, by the Israelis, the Svardim are called, or the certain types of Svardim, they're called Chalabim. Chalabim. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Chalabim. You know what I'm talking about? No, that's something else. Right? Nobody knows what I'm talking about. Right? Chalabim is like chalav. You know what I'm talking about, right? You know, the chalabim. Chalabim is like the Moroccans, right? I don't know, they're all the different tribes and whatever. I don't know them. But the chalabim, so it's very simple. The chalabim ate chalavi, okay? And the Ashkenazi ate fleishiks. That's very important for the story. Okay? I don't know how else you can remember that. The Ashkenazi ate fleishiks. The Svardi ate milchiks. Okay, that's number one. They both ate bread, they both washed, he was eating milchiks, he was eating fleishiks, the Svardi ate milchiks, the Ashkenazi ate fleishiks. In walks the little Svardi boy who's under bar mitzvah named Anshel, right? And Anshel ate, not bread, Anshel had a little sambusak. Does anybody here know what sambusak is? Very good. Sambusak is like, it's like a knish type of zach. It has a bit, it's like, you know, like a barakator, right? Like a barakator. Thoughts? It was a milchik of bereka. It was a milchik of sambusak. You don't even know. What tribe are you from? The Syrians, they have milchik of sambusak. You don't even know. Say that? Okay. So again, and you have to keep this in mind for the rest of the story. You're not, it's going to be too confusing. The Svardim ate milchiks. The adult in the story ate bread. The child in the story did not eat bread. He ate only a mezainis, right? And then the shaila came to Kallis. And they want to know, could they make a mezumin? Now, this story has within it about 7 or 8 different halachas, which all of them are, most of us are sitting here saying that, like, for 10 reasons, they shouldn't be making a mezumin, right? Number one, milchiks and fleishiks together is like chalayim, right? Number two, little children can't be a part of mezumin. That's what most of us are saying, right? What shaykhis in the world? Little Anshel, how can little Anshel be a part of the mezumin, right? Little Anshel, you can't be mitzarif to a mezumin, just like you can't wear tefillin, just like you can't. So little Anshel can't be in the mezumin, right? The third problem is, what? They didn't all eat bread. The two of them ate das, and one of them, okay, I forgot to mention, very, 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 very important, the Ashkenazi fleishik eater was a kohen. Okay? The Ashkenazi fleishik eater was a kohen. And Anshel, and the other Svardi, Zundel, right? Anshel and Zundel are Yisraelim. Okay? So very clear. I'm making this as clear as possible. Remember this for the rest of your life. The kids are Anshel and Zundel, the two Svardim, ate milchiks. Right? And Ehud, the Ashkenazi, right, ate fleishiks, and he also happens to be a kohen. Now let's give him an Aaron. We'll call him Aaron, so we can make him a kohen. It'll make it easier, right? Aaron, a kohen, ate fleishiks because Aaron, a kohen, eats the meat of the korbanos. And then now they have the story. Okay. So now, even if I'll say that there will be a mezumin, so who's going to lead the mezumin? That's the shaila. Now I'm going to tell you a bunch of different halachas, okay? And then Bez Hashem, at the end, you know, you'll decide who does what.
They're like Valdik Shaila. Okay? So let's go in order. Number one, we'll go to the first thing. First thing. Now, maybe you'll say, huh? Achiev to do mezumen. So let's forget the whole shayla. It seems like there's a shayla over here with milchus, with flechiks, with somebody eating bread, with somebody eating mezainis, and whatever. So let's just forget the ganta shayla. If you want to make a mezumen, you make a mezumen. If you don't want to make a mezumen, you don't have to make a mezumen. Maybe that's who says that's wrong, right? So the Mishabura, and I don't know, maybe Berach 19 places, right? About 19 places between Simin Kuf. Kuf Tzadi Beis and Simin Reish Aleph about 19 times says that you're not allowed to leave a mezumen situation when you were chayiv in a mezumen. Okay, but we're not there yet. Again, nobody should even don't think about the shayla anymore until the end because it'll be too confusing. But that's just say a bunch of halachas now. If you are chayiv in mezumen, so then you're not allowed to leave. You're chayiv. You have to be together. You're not even allowed to bench by yourself. If you bench, you might say benching. But you're not allowed to bench if you're chayiv. Now, how you chayiv in mezumen? One of these little known facts that's not so known, right? It's one of we'll see two things, three things. If you started together, three people started together, chayiv in a zimun. Okay, three people that didn't start together but finished together, chayiv in zimun. Okay, if you start together, even if you don't finish together, you chayiv in zimun. No games. Okay, if you finish together and you didn't start together, chayiv in zimun. Okay, if you didn't start together and you didn't finish together, you know, you sit down in the lunchroom garden, you come in, you sit down, you eat a little bit, and then all of a sudden somebody comes in and also eats, right? And then you finish before him, so then you're not chayiv in zimun. But you're allowed to do a zimun, says the Mishnah Berurah. Then you're allowed to do a zimun. Now, right away, everyone knows, oh, in yeshiva, there's no zimun. Right? In yeshiva, there's no zimun. Everyone knows, in yeshiva, there's no zimun. That's one of the things Kals is going to change. Right? Yeshiva, there's no zimun. Where does it come from, this notion that in yeshiva, there's no zimun? Everyone knows, oh, Avada, no zimun in yeshiva. Avada, there's no kviyas. Right? So, I had a very hard time with this. I had a hard time with this, because if they started together, or if they finished, now, I think a lot of times in the lunchroom, I think what goes on, you guys will correct me if I'm wrong, that, how do I know? Because, you know, sometimes I come to give a share at 3:50 and there's still people ending the meal. It's interesting, right? So you see that after they finish eating, they sit together, and they're talking together, right? That means they finish together. So if they start together, the chayv. And they're not allowed apart. If they finish together, they're chayiv. No shayla. Okay? No shayla. Elamai, you'll say, no. Because in yeshiva, there's no kviyas or something. I don't know. What are the difference between kviyas and leida, right? So I was bothered by this. So I asked the shayla to Eliashiv and to Shaiberg. Wow. Yeshiva, we're not mechanic and Torah mitzvah. So why not? Why? Don't know. Okay. So there was a certain Rosh Yeshiva, a great Rosh Yeshiva. And I was told that he holds that there's no zimun in yeshiva. There's no zimun in yeshiva. So I went to ask him. To understand, Torah, like, what's the pshat? How can you say there's no zimun, there's no lulav in yeshiva? There's no tefillin in yeshiva? What's going on here? So he didn't even understand what I was asking him. Of course there's no zimun in yeshiva. Look at me, like, I got eingefallen from a plane. And, like, what are you talking about? How can there be zimun in yeshiva? I said, could the yeshiva explain? He says, what are you talking about? A shivacher goes in, right? So let me explain. I have to explain it, right? In the understanding of this as yeshiva, right, the zikr is no zimun. 100%, right? Yeshiva bacher, right, finishes first seder, goes into the... Right, person takes food, right, puts it like this, right, is thinking still in the sugya, doesn't know if there's somebody sitting next to him or not, he has no idea, right, he has no idea, mamash no idea, oh, sorry, I didn't see you, but, right, he's, right, benches kavana and goes back to the base medrash. So what's the Shaykh Zeman? I have nothing to do with him. What's the Shaykh Zeman? I didn't even know if there was somebody there, right, I don't know what, I don't even know if I had schnitzel today for lunch, I have no idea, right. I just made a shackle, just in case of anything they put in front of me, even though I'm schnitzel, that's not the bracha. Right? We discussed this many times. But Avado, if that's the metzias in this yeshiva, that Rosh Yeshiva that I spoke to is not your Rosh Yeshiva. Right? But if that's the yeshiva metzias over here, so then tak, it's true. Then I hear that you don't have to make a zimun. Can I continue? Is it safe to say that that's not exactly the metzias that goes on here? No? I don't...
underestimating the book.
But, I mean, for the other guys. For the other guys. Right? The other guys, right? Okay. So the Mamela, everybody here, if you start together, if you finish together, you chayiv in zimun, no games. Next. Number one. And you chayiv. No games. You chayiv. It's not the pshat that if you want to, you have to. Okay. Now, you all know if you have to leave or whatever, so it's not a problem. You could say Zeman, they can answer. If there's two, they can force you to answer, they can tie you up, right? And they can make you answer, the Gemara says. If there's one, then they're allowed to answer. Do you find Shana? I'm not going into all of Hilcha Zeman now, but that's the cut. Number one. Let's go Viking. Number two. Let's say two people are sitting down together. Okay? And a third person comes. The two of us started together, and we're eating fine, and everything's fine. All of a sudden, a third person comes. Again, we'll make it easy. Don't think about my case yet. He eats bread. He eats bread, but he comes after we finished eating. Okay? We finished eating. The two of us are sitting at the table. It's probably mice and bakal yom in this base medrash. Okay? Two people ate together. They finished. All of a sudden, a third guy comes. He sits down next to you. They're just sitting and schmoozing. They're sitting and schmoozing. They didn't make a bracha. They didn't make a benching. They didn't make a mazin yet. All of a sudden, a third guy comes. He sits down. And whatever, Shem, you know, they're sitting, they're all talking and eating now. So now they want to know, could they make a mezumen? So what do you mean, make a mezumen? You guys ate, you ate, I wasn't eating with you, Bechal. How can you make a mezumen? Toys. Shulchan Aruch says, Mefirsh, and Tzim, and Kup Tzadi Zayin. This is like, it's like a migu, right? The Gemara calls it Ilu Maisti. You can make a mezumen in this case. Why? Zok the Gemara. Kol Zman, even when you finished eating, but Kol Zman, that if I would bring you food, any food, you could eat it, right? Any food, you could eat it. So then you could make a mezumen. When these two people are sitting there, as long as they didn't wash my mechreinim, could you bring them jello? Right? I asked the Shaila once to the Yashiv that this halacha bizmanenu doesn't apply. Meaning, always, you're going to always be able to make a mezumen. Why? Because there's always room for jello. Right? I think that's emes, correct? Right? There's always room for jello. So the Mela, so if this is Amitzias, you know, so let's say you're sitting at the table and all of a sudden someone brings out like, you know, something light, like a light food, like you know, you're totally finished and someone brings out like popcorn. Right? Or like, I don't know, psha. Okay? You know, or like face, like
schnitzel.
Steak.
No, schnitzel's like a heavy story, like a steak. Right? So Mamela and Rav Yashi agreed. If the Matzias is that nowadays any food, so that's the second halacha. That means that even if someone comes when we are finished eating, we could join the third guy into a mezumen. Hagam, we didn't eat together with him, if theoretically I was able to eat at the same time. Number two. Number three. Two people are sitting together and have bread. The third fellow comes and doesn't have bread. The third fellow comes and he has a vegetable. Right? Are they mitzarev to a mezumen? So the svardim hold no. The svardim hold, if you have two Jews that ate bread and a third Jew that ate a yerek, a vegetable or something like that, so they are not mitzarev to zimen. You need to have three bread eaters in order to be mitzarev to a zimen. So again, nobody should be thinking about our case, right? Oh, what about mezainis? What about Ashkenazim? Well, not like that. Ashkenazim hold two Jews had bread, a third one had a vegetable, had even a drink, if it's a chash of a drink, like a chais beer or whatever, a chash of a drink. Two Jews had bread, one Jew had a vegetable, a drink, or whatever, a chash of a drink. So then they are mitzarif to a zeman. Okay? What about mezainis for a Sephardi? So this is a big fight. It's a big fight, but one thing that the Sephardim agree for sure. The Chidola says like this. One thing the Sephardim agree is if two Jews had bread and the third one had pasa ba b'kisnin, they have like, you know, oh, I don't know, sambusak or bereka or a rogala or of the nature. So then even the Sephardim agree you're mitzarif to a mezumen. Okay, so far everything I said is clear? Klar? Anish, klar? Sperling, klar, anish, klar. Third, fourth halacha. Okay? What happens now? You have, let's do it like this. Is a child mitzarif to a zeman? So the Ashkenazim know. That did not. Not only did they know not, the Shulchan Aruch Tzimin Kuf Tzadi Tes Sif Yud in the Ramah says, if you have two Jews and underage Anshul, says the Ramah, don't make a mezumen. Our meaning is not to make a mezumen. Ve'ein l'shanos. Don't do it. No mezumen. Like with angry lashon. Ein l'shanos. Don't do not like that. And that's our minig. You never made a mezumen growing up when it was, you know, you and by me. We had a bar mitzvah boy and had to wait for the next one to become bar mitzvah. Right? Nobody made a mezumen with two and then one. By the svardim, the locha is nishtazeh. Not this, like this. Right? That's a, that if a svardi, I think from the age of 6-7, Rabbi Zion says, I think 6-7, if not mistaken, right? What? Sorry?
Older.
I know your father's older than 6-7. What are you talking about? Oh, I mean, the child is a... Yeah. So, it's a fight. It's a fight between the Spartan. It's a, like 7, 9, something like that. What?
The child needs it.
The child can't lead it, right?
Well, what's the reason?
He leads?
What?
Has to wear a hat?
Spartans don't wear hats.
What?
What's
the reason?
He can't be a part of the minion. No, that's like a Zebedee Eben would say for Torah and other things. That's like one of these, like, we'll get there one day. Ain l'shanos, young man. Ain l'shanos. No games. But Zvardi, he doesn't lead it. Anshul Svardi doesn't lead it, right? Can Anshul Svardi leads it?
Cannot.
Lo yachol. Yivshan. Tarnished. Right? To comprehend that. Okay. Sorry?
Because they forgot. So what's the reason that Svardim
says? Oh, why do Svardim hold that you can let little Anshul the Muslim and that's a gansa sugya? Today I'm just giving the rules. No games. Okay? What? I'm not holding by that, you know what I mean, man? Like, my wife should lead the mezumin, you know? There's certain things I can't deal with, right? My wife leading the mezumin, my wife driving. There's somebody who's telling me that one of these, like, modern interesting creatures, his wife, she makes kiddush. It was like a whole mahalach. She makes kiddush. He does the moitzi. It's a whole mahalach. They switch off each time. I'm not into these things, you know? Forget halacha, but, like, you know, I'm a dude. I can't deal with these things. But it works out, like, so I was making the cheshvin. Yeah, so his wife does this, is this. But it works out, basically, if you make a long story short, I go, oh, it's gevaldik. It means your wife makes avdala, so she has a beard. Right? So it's gevaldik. Right? Like, okay, I'm not holding by these things. Right? Women wearing tzitzis and talisim. It's just not, I'm just not into these things. But so where are we holding? Oh, the next thing. In general, when you have somebody who has a desire, who should lead a mezumen. So what should be the answer? Who should lead a mezumen? So you all know, if all factors are equal, kayin krav yamayit, right? If all factors are equal, you have a talmud chacham, it's a different story, but if you have all factors are equal, kayin krav yamayit. And there's a mitzvah deraisa to let the kayin lead the mezumen v'kidashtai. Okay? Now you have one last halacha. You have a milchus and a fleishik eating together. Is there a mezumen? So the Mishabura says that it depends. Okay? You look at the Mishabura, that if I could eat your bread and you could eat my bread, then theoretically we can connect. Let's say you have a fleishik, a guy who's eating fleishiks, and you have the milchik, a guy, and he's eating hard cheese. Whatever his hard cheese is, that's important right now, but let's say the real hard cheese. It's like the mamas, you have to take out like a jackhammer. Right? So then the guy who's eating hard cheese, he has to wait 6 hours. The guy who's eating the fleishiks, he has to wait 6 hours. So that case, a very serious problem, because they can't eat one from the other. Okay? But let's say you have a regular case of a fleishik and a milk, except the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav Siv Katan Tes. Let's say you have one guy who's eating milk, one guy's fleishik. So could the fleishik guy eat from the milk? No.
Bread he could.
Right? No, he can't.
I can eat bread from him.
No, he can't, because the bread that he has is a bread that's it's milchik a bread. So the halacha is you can't eat from the bread that was on the table of the milk a meal.
That's
in Chanami, but we look at it as the bread that he's having right now. And the bread he's having right now is the bread of a milk a meal. A good shayla grada. The Achrayim Master Kasha, Prima Gadim Master Kasha, but you're still kicked out. You're out. That's it. Okay? That's it. Okay? But the fleishik of bread, the fleishiker, he can't eat from the milchiker. Okay? But the milchiker could eat from the fleishiker. Because the milchik technically, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kuftani Bav Siv Katan Tes, all he has to do, wash his hands, wash out his mouth, right? Take the tablecloth off, whatever, and then he would be allowed to eat the other guy's food. He'd be allowed to eat the other guy's bread. So the Mishnah Berurah, therefore they are a combination. A guy having milchiks and a guy having fleishiks. A guy having milchiks and a guy having fleishiks are allowed to combine and eat theoretically because the milchiker can join the fleishiker, so therefore they connect. The minig in this type of a case, when you have a milchiker and a fleishiker, mezumin, who leads the mezumin? Right? It's the one time in life the milchiks wins. Right? Sakta Mishabura, the milchiks wins. You know why? Because he caused everything. He's the goyrim. Without the milchiker, you have nothing. The fleishiker guy, he can't eat with the milchiker. But the milchiker guy, he can eat with the fleishiker. So who does the mezumen in this case? Zakta Mishabura, the milchiker. Okay? Zakta Mishabura, Meyerdik. Zakta Mishabura in the Shar Tzion, and on the bottom, Thornton. Okay? Zakta Mishabura, what if the... got a hot cup. Okay? What if the fleishiker is a kayin? Okay? What if the fleishiker is a kayin? Sounds familiar, this case, huh? What if the fleishiker is a kayin? Aaron a kayin. Zakta Mishabura, now you have a minute, is theoretically the milchik a guy. We said it's supposed to lead the mezumin because he caused everything. But really, there's a tzirif over here between the milchiker and the fleishiker. It's because of the milchiker. So we say, let the milchiker lead the mezumin because he caused everything. But Zakta Mishabura, that's very nice that he caused it. About it, they are mitzirif now. But if you have at stake excuse my English, right? But if you have at stake the mitzvah deraisa of the kiddashtoi, you have over here, you have the kiddashtoi up against the. So we're not going to go with this mitzvah to be mevatel the mitzvah deraisa of the kiddashtoi.
Just a moment.
So the mela in this case, if you have the fleishiger who is the kayin, then the ma'isa their mitzvah, so he will lead the mitzvah because you get a mitzvah deraisa of the kiddashtoi. Okay, so those are the six halachas that you need. Okay, now I'm just going to say the case one more time, and then we're going to have fun. I'll tell you the case, I'll tell you the tzadim, and then I'll ask the oilim to pass in the shiloh, and then whoever gets it wrong, right, is out. Is out. You'll either go to work, or go bowling, or both, or I don't care, but you're out. Okay? Okay. So let's go in order. Yeah, again, let's discuss the halachas. Are you chayiv and mezumin? You're chayiv and mezumin. If they started together, they ended together. If somebody came at the end after we finished eating, right? We finished eating. So is there a mezumin? Yes, there's a mezumin because theoretically I'd be able to bring food. Third of all, is there a mezumin when you have two and a yerek? So two and a yerek is a machlekes Ashkenazim and Sfardim, but two and a sambusak. Everyone agrees. Bein the Ashkenazim, bein the Sfardim, that you can make a mezumin. No games. Okay? Fleishiks and milchiks, could they be mitzayif to mezumin?
Yeah.
Right? Who leads the mezumin in a normal case of fleishiks and milchiks? No. The milchiker, right? Who's the normal person that's supposed to always be leading the mezumin? Kayin. In the case of a milchik and a fleishiks, and you have a case, milchiks, fleishiks. Milchiks, fleishiks, and the fleishiker ate the kayin, right? The fleishiker ate the kayin. So in that case, who leads the mezumin? Kayin, krav, yamoy. Good? Klar? Is a child allowed to be matured to a mezumin? Machlekes Ashkenazim and the Sfardim. Crystal clear? Is there anybody who's not clear? If he is, he's out. Right? You never saw me this angry.
Right?
No, I'm not really angry. It's like part of the show. But now. Okay, now. Let's go back to the case. Give me one moment. Just give me one second. Give me one second. Now. What's the case? No, it's the case on one of the cases we spoke about?
It's one of the halachas.
Which one?
The one with why it doesn't without the milchiger there would be no mitzvah deraisa.
That's right.
So
that's
why
correct.
Doesn't he have precedence over?
So why doesn't he proceed? So the answer is you have to say is that be'etzim we now agree there is a tziruf. There is a tziruf. So beside there is a zeman here. There is a chabris beinayim that allows them to connect their benching. So now we're just trying to figure out who's the better one to lead the mezumin. So now we say that the pshat is it's a matifis because you caused it, but that's not a reason that it should beat out the mitzvah d'orais of kiddushin. That's what you have to say. This is a good shot. Okay, let's go back. Anshul is the little guy, a little svardim, right? Anshul, Zundel, Svardim. Okay? Anshul and Aaron, Ashkenazi, were eating together bread. Gvaldik. Anshul was eating milchiks, the chalavi. Okay? The Aaron, a koyin, who is a koyin, always eats fleishiks, karbonis, he was eating that. Everything was going fine. In walks little Zundel. Right? Zundel, Sfardi. I changed the story. Okay? That's why I said, you have to listen the whole time. I changed the story. Okay? In the middle, don't you remember the Sfardim, they named me after people that are alive and against their fathers. Okay? Watch it, you. Okay? So Anshul and Zundel, Sfardim, whatever, one's a father, one's a son, Fregnish. Actually, that's two names. Anshul Zundel Jr. Okay? Now, Anshul Zundel and Anshul Zundel Jr. are eating together. He walks in at the end, they were finished eating. They were both two Ashkenazi, sorry, Ashkenazi sitting together. They finished eating. All of a sudden, in walks little Anshul Zundel Jr. and he starts eating sambusak. Okay? Now, let's go in order. Okay? Is there a mezumin? Bechlal? And who leads the mezumin? So, let's just start it, first of all. I'll get you started. So, do you have three people? You have three people. Do you have milchiks and fleishiks? Bah, that doesn't bother us. Okay. Do you have two people eating bread and one guy's not eating bread? Bah, that doesn't bother us because the Ashkenazi has Yerek and the Sephardi has Sambusak. So everybody's happy we can join them together. Okay, so far so good. What's the problem? The problem is the kid. Okay? So for the Sephardim, there's a Mezumin, Gvaldik, he's happy. But the Ashkenazi says, I will not be involved in this. Okay? The Ramah says in Simon Rei, Kuf Tzari Tes Sif Yud, Ein Haminig, the Ein L'Shanois. I will not be involved in this. I won't be involved. The Yesh... Oh, there could be a chiyuv, no games. There could be a chiyuv. You know, he's out saying to his shayla. Prima Gadim asks his shayla. He says, maybe there's only a chiyuv if we said, when you start together, there's a chiyuv. When we finish together, there's a chiyuv. He says, maybe this is worse. Maybe it's worse, because it's not the pshat that we finished together. They came after, so there's allowed to be a mezumin. But maybe you're not mechuyuv. That's a prima Gadim's not sure about. But the ma'aseh, we're machmir, that you should make a mezumin. Not bad. Rama brings down over here, he says, when it comes to this, the Kenai Hagim, that we don't join the Mizumin, underage the Mizumin, the Ein Lashanos. So all of a sudden, Aaron says, I will not be involved in this. I won't be involved in this, the Ein Lashanos. So I asked to the great Rosh Hashiva, Rosh Scheinberg, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha. Right? I asked him, in a case where you have Ashkenazi, this is Maizim Bekol Yoimin Yeshivas, right? You have underage kids and whatever. Right? You have this Matziv, right? You have Ashkenazi, Sephardi, and little Sephardi child. And now he wants to make him his woman. The Sephardi guy wants to make him his woman, so we don't do it. So maybe we don't do it, the two of us together, right? When you have us three, Ashkenazim, so two adults and a child, we don't make him his woman. But if he wants to do it, you know, well, you can't. He'll call that kavod. So you're mekaven to the great Rosh Hashiva. Rosh Hashiva said, no. That's no Ein L'Shanos. Ein L'Shanos is we don't do it by ourselves. Eh? But you could be a mensch. You could be a mensch. He said, so you tell the Svardi, what was it, Anshul Zundel, and he'll lead the Mizumin. Okay? Gevaldik. Okay? This is where the fight starts. So everything's great, right? That's great. So in our case over here, Milchut Shleishik doesn't bother us. Underage doesn't bother us, right? Nothing bothers us, right? So Yerek doesn't bother us, and Butzik doesn't bother us. Gevaldik! So we say over here, Anshul Zundel, Kayin Krav. What happened to the Kayin? What happened to the Kayin? Anshul, and what should come out now is you say, Anshul Zundel, Svardi, Milchiker, right? Anshul Zundel, Svardi, Milchiker. So look, he's a Svardi, so that's why he should lead the Mizumin. And not because of I watch it too. Right? He's a Svardi, so he should lead the Mizumin because it's with a kid. He's a Milchiker, that's another reason he should lead the Mizumin. Everything's Gevaldik. We have a Mizumin, everything's great. And be Mechabedin to be the. The problem is that if he leads the Mizumin, so he's being Doiche, the mitzvah, the rice of the Kiddashtai. What? Oh, Elamai, he could be Meichel. I'm not saying he can't. Because they're calling, they want to know what.
Just be Meichel, it's not making confusion.
Say it, but he can get a mitzvah rice off. He can get a mitzvah rice off.
He doesn't know what mitzvah rice is.
The guy had like a winning ticket last week in the lottery.
But it won't be.
You know, the guy had the winning ticket, you know. Yeah, Meichel.
He doesn't know what a mitzvah rice is. He's 4 years old.
No, the father.
Who?
Oh, the father has a mitzvah. The father has a mitzvah. No, giving the kayin to bench is a mitzvah d'oraisa. You're being mechad to shevet kuna. You could be Meichel. I'm not saying you can't be Meichel, but
why can't you just be Meichel?
You could be Meichel, but I want to know what to do. But I want to know if I'll get a mitzvah d'oraisa.
Oh.
But no. Look, I could kill Zundel too.
Yeah, but
I could kill him too. Yeah, I'm saying it. I could kill him. Yeah, kill him.
Benching is worth 10 gold.
I already didn't swipe.
Benching is worth 10 gold coins. So I tell you, I'll tell you like this. Right? Okay. You're a witness. When I said this last week at the shul. So I tell you what my psak was. Right? You're a witness, young man. Okay? And you don't know the aftermath. You're about to hear the aftermath. No, you know part of the aftermath, but you don't know the. So my psak on this shayla was I said that koyin krav yamot. Mitzvah d'oraisa. Are you going to say, what do you mean? We just saw a second ago that Scheinberg said that. Yeah, but Rav Scheinberg was just teaching us that our English Shanois, the Minig Yisrael, is that the Ashkenazim, we don't do it together. Okay? At Kama, that I'm a maskim, that I could join together with this because he needs a mezumen. Right, so the Rabbi Sain of Arech, there's no Veyron in saying the Rabbi Sain of Arech anymore, saying that the Baruch Shachan Mishloya Tvay Chayinu. Right, so what's the difference who starts? Elamai, Rishayim is saying that he should get the ball rolling because they bet to believe in this and we don't really so much. Right, but there's no Betzim, you're agreeing that we are now one. Right, we're now one, there's one group together that benched. So Rishayim is saying, why get involved in the Shad? But when you're going to be giving up the Yikara Mitzvah, the Gevaldika Mitzvah, the Kiddashtai, so then that's what my psak was. This broke out like a world war. It was a world war. They were screaming, "Why are you talking? How can it be? I come with that. They hold the Mizumin, we don't hold the Mizumin." Right? They were mom is screaming, "Then the Nevada, you have to give it to them." I disagree. I think, what are you talking? The English Shanas just means that we don't make it amongst ourselves. But Perega, that you have over here a reason to make the Mizumin, Tainu, because we're being Mechabed Desardim, that they want to make a Mizumin. So what's the difference if I'm going to be the one that says, is there any Averin saying the word Rabbi Sain Varech? What's the word? Is there any more Averin Rabbi Sain Varech than Baruch Shulchan Mishalayit Vachayinu? I think it's worse Baruch Shulchan. Baruch Shulchan was more by Baruch HaDekizah. So kind of that you're allowing us to say Baruch Shulchan Mishalayit Vachayinu, so then about that you can let him say also Rabbi Sain Varech, and you might as well get a mitzvah deraisa. That's what I said. Okay? Who wants to argue, disagree?
So you're a leader.
What?
The fact that you're a leader.
I'm the leader. So what? So what? If we weren't one, But if we weren't one, anyways, the way that Zeman works is we are one. Our benching becomes one. If we're not one, so what's the difference? So Beside of Rech is he's just leading the starting the show. He's getting the ball rolling. But our benching becomes one benching. So if you believe that our benching is one benching, if you believe it's not, then you can't say the word Baruch Shulchan Aruch. Elamai, you believe it is. So what's the difference? Who starts the ball rolling? Let at least the Kayan get the mitzvah deraisa.
Because other people are going to see him. He's the ball.
Huh?
He is the ball. You're trying to say that because it's going to happen eventually, then you can say let him start. But he is the ball. The Sardi is the only thing holding it together.
No, I'll prove you wrong. Wait, sorry, I'll prove you wrong. I'll prove you wrong. Because if he's the ball, right, he's saying it's like a Corvette without wheels. Right? Like a Corvette without wheels. Not a Volkswagen with wheels, right? But like, it's like a Corvette without wheels, right? Like a Corvette without wheels, right? So, you know, like, try... it's a gate nest, right? But I don't believe it's true. Because at Kama that it's a ball with a... He's... What was it? He was the schnitzel. What was he again? He was the... He was the ball. What would you call him? He's getting...
He's holding...
He's the ball. At Kama he's that, then I can't say the word Baruch Shachanu.
That's true.
How can I say the word Baruch Shachanu?
Once he starts...
I'm not with him. How can I say Baruch Shachanu?
I am he in the continuation of the process.
Excuse me?
Once he starts the process, I'm continuing.
What is that? It's not important that it's starting a process. But Beside of Erech means that we ate together, our benching is together. He's starting it. Who cares who starts it?
He creates it.
Huh?
He is it. Afterwards, I am mistarif with the Zeman. I am not the Zeman.
Oh, you just said a big chiddush. Are you a gadol b'tayra?
I'm saying,
the only person in the world can say that is like, you know, somebody who like can fly and whatever. You know.
Yeah,
you're not.
I still said it.
You mean Kabbalah?
I'm the same thing.
Now you know what goes on in that room every day in Second Seder. What do you say?
What does the Ramah say? The Ramah says that.
Hey, Lashanos, we don't do this.
Right, so you can't be the catalyst.
Really? That's what he means? Really? No, my grandma doesn't say that. He says, Kain Hagen Ain Lashanas, no Zeman, call to, and you were in the second Seder Koil. Come on.
But you see, we talked about among
Ashkenazim. Yeah. So I'll tell you what he means. He means that we ourselves will not do this. Right? But once this Svarding Dr. Scheinberg, so now you have a right to be mechabed them. What's joining in this? No, that's what the concept here that the Oilam is saying. You're joining him. Who says it's such a thing? So I sent the shout out to Rechaim Knievsky because they gave me a very hard time last week. One guy actually came to my house. What?
You didn't end up with
that.
You shut everything down.
I just went bam, 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 bam like that, right? That's how you win a fight, you know? Fight's over. Right? One of them actually came to my house last Friday night. Right? You don't know what goes on after the closed doors. Right? He came to my house knocking at the door. Right? It was like 3 in the morning, banging on windows. Right? And he says, look, look. And he had a raya face from a diak and a goddam. Not like I said. He says, I got the shema. Alright, there's a Jew in the shul. Right? He's an nephew of Baruch Chaim Kinyaski, and he goes in to learn with him this week. He was in the shul, he was screaming at me the loudest of everybody else. That one was the violent one. No, the guy behind him. Not Mo, Larry. Larry. Right? Curly's brother? You know what I'm talking about. So Larry was very angry. So I said, listen, I'm not worried. I don't even have to send this one. He's going to ask the uncle, Daiganish. He's going to ask the uncle. Right? So very strange. Usually, after I say things that people don't like in shul, I get phone calls. Right? Afterward, I get a phone call that, you know, I asked my uncle, and he said that you... No, right? This week, no phone call. No phone call. Right? So I called him up as I was driving this morning. Yesterday morning. I was like, you know, I'm in traffic, and I'm looking for what to do. And, all right, so Larry. So I call Larry. I say, what? Shalab bazimun. I go, okay. Shalt that Ken. Mama. Now, interesting, at that point, the phone sort of went dead. And I don't exactly know what happened from this point on, but about Kamocha. Is that like you? Okay? But the Ikkis of Shiloh. You learned one thing about Baisai. You learned one thing. The Ikkis of Shiloh. The Ikkis of Shiloh. That Shiloh, you chazered Gantz Hilcha Zeman, Rabbi Isai. Gantz Hilcha Zeman, good Shabbos, Kindle.
Surface to earnestness right now. Wow.